Loku kuphume kungqoqompikiswano izolo kusihlwa elisihloko esithi Pricing Madness ethulwe kumabonakude weZimbabwe Newspapers TV Network elibambisana lomsakazo weVoice of America. Akade bekhuluma kungqoqompikiswano le bakhokela uMnumzana Ngqobezi Dandlovu, umphathintambo wezamafekithali, umqondisi weDairyboard uMnumzana Anthony Mandiwanza, ingcweti ezimele yodwa uMnumzana Praise Mthemwa, usomabhizimusi uMnumzana Shilingi Munyeza, umqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Confederation of Zimbabwe Retailers uMnumzana Danford Mutashu labanye. UMandiwanza uthe akuqedakali okwenziwa nguhulumende osanda kubika ukuthi imali yohlobo lwe-bond note iyalingana le mali yeMelika, yena esanda kwethula ukuthi sokumele kuvulwe ingwalo zamabhanga zokwehlukanisa imali le.
Honourable Minister, the current chaos in the market is a reflection of loss of confidence, business confidence.
Ukucikozela okukhona kulezi nsuku kwezemali zezokuthengiselana kutshengisela ukuthi osomabhizimusi abathembi okwethula lilizwe.
May you tell the consumer out there to understand whether the bond and the RTG is a one-to-one currency with the US.
Cela ukuthi utshele uZulu ukuba kambe imali yohlobo lwama-bond notes ngedola leMelika kuyalingana yini.
Lokhu kugcizelelwe nguMnumzana Mthemwa, ingcweti kwezomnotho, othe uhulumende nguye owenza ukuthi kukhuphuke intengo yempahla okungapheliyo njalo lokuthi kuselakale impahla ezitolo.
My point generally is that, you know, when you have a market that is as delicate as Zimbabwe, it's very important actually to have very consistent policies, you know, and utterances, so that at least you don't create havoc. It's quite unfortunate that the current upheavals that we've seen in the market can only be attributed to none other than the policymakers themselves.
Engikukhulumayo yikuthi elizweni leZimbabwe lapho okuzunguzeka khona isisindo semali mahlayana lokunye okufanayo, kumele kube le mithetho eqondileyo, hatshi ukuthi namhla kukhulunywa lokhu kusasa lokhuyana. Kuzwisa ubuhlungu ukuthi okwenzakala khona manje kwenziwa nguhulumende.
It has nothing to do with the market. The market was just reacting what the policymakers have been saying. And so my point generally, Honourable Minister, is that I think going forward it's important that at least there is some unison in government in terms of when pronouncing policies, because it's quite unfortunate to find a government that contradicts itself so loudly to the extent that it creates havoc.
Kuyamangalisa ukuthi umphathintambo wezemali ukhangelelwe ukuthi kumele avikele umnotho lelizwe, yena wenza okungaqondanga. Yikho lokhu okwenza ukuthi kube lokuxokozela kumntu lokhu elizweni.
The world over, finance ministers are known to protect their currencies.
UNdlovu kutshele ababili laba labanye akade bekungqoqompikiswano le ukuthi umphathintambo wezemali uMnumzana Mthuli Ncube usebenza gadalala lezinye iziphathamandla zikahulumende ukuthi kuthuthukiswe umnotho welizwe ngemfanelo.
We don't have to lose sight of our long-term goals because of the current challenges.
Akumelanga silahleke kusiqokoqela sethu sokuthuthukisa ilizwe leZimbabwe ngenxa yokwenzakala khona manje.
You spoke of policy inconsistency. I would have thought you would elaborate more on that, because I want to believe as government has been very consistent.
Osanda kukhuluma ukhulume ngokuthi aziqedakali inhlelo esizenzayo. Bengifisa ukuthi nga uyelula kulonke.
Our position has remained the same. There is one-to-one convertibility of the bond, US dollar, if I may use that term, RTGS, and government is making all the necessary measures to make sure that this happens. And so we had a few days ago when our finance minister was in Bali. He did also highlight that to the nation.
Kungasenani uhulumende wenza kahle ngokwethula imithetho yokuthuthukisa ilizwe. Engingakutsho njalo yikuthi isisindo semali yohlobo lwebhondi ledola leMelika siyalingana. Lokhu kugoqela le-RTGS. Konke lokhu akumelanga uqambule esizakwenza.
Bakhale njalo langomthelo omutsha okumele ubhadalwe nguZulu lamankampani nxa kuthunyezwa imali kumakhalekhukhwini. uNdlovu uthe umthelo lo wenzelwa ukuthi kuthuthukiswe umnotho welizwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseWashington DC, ngingoGibbs Dube.